Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, I am very excited. Like I said, I woke up this morning smiling, pepping my step, beaming on the way to work because I knew I was going to catch up with one of my favourite comedians. Harry Hill is here. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to see what you actually look like.
Well, before while the song was playing there, I was talking to Harry, but he couldn't yet see me because of the way this Zoom is currently working. So, Harry, interestingly, he said he'd draw a picture of me based on what he thought I looked like, based on previous interviews and this current two-minute conversation. So
I did a sort of mental psychological profile,
yes.
And I used that to inform my drawing. And
oh my God!
That's actually pretty accurate.
I like the way my arm is coming out of the desk like a claw. Obviously, it's radio. Not everyone can see this, but we will, for posterity, absolutely have this screenshotted and put up, and the video will go up on At Today FM, so keep an eye. Listen, you've captured my kind of faux youthfulness. I'm a middle-aged man, but I like to dress like a toddler at all opportunities, and I think you've gotten that essence.
But you did actually, you did say you were in the baseball.
I did give you that clue.
I didn't intuit the baseball cap, but yeah, pretty pleased with that.
I presume you'll put this in the post and I can frame it, obviously.
I will put that in the post, yes. And I'm doing those. £5?
I think a fiver is fair. Yeah. Is that euro or pounds? Yeah.
5 euros.
I'll give it to you on Friday when you're here. Because Harry is coming, Vicar Street. What a brilliant venue. He's going to be there on Friday, the 19th of September, this coming Friday. You've done Vicar Street, I presume, before,
yes.
Harry, have you?
I've always had fun there, yeah.
It's a great venue.
I tell you one time, I think the first time I did it, right, I used to do this thing where I played on these car horns, you know?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to start off with the national anthem and, you know, the British.
Of course, yes.
And I'd done it all around the country and, you know, it wasn't until I got to that. I hadn't thought about it.
Of course, it's just part of the show.
I got to that bit and I thought, oh, crap, yeah, oh dear. So I said, here's a tune you won't have heard around here for a while. So I did it, and it was really funny because everyone started booing in a sort of stage,
right,
know, kind of ironic.
Panto way, yeah.
Anyway, I come off, and I go, and the stage manager said to me, I wouldn't do that in Belfast.
Decent advice. Probably decent local knowledge.
Yeah, so, it's always fun. You're always a lively bunch.
Yes, no, that is true. And it's a good venue, as you said, good crowd always in Vicar Street as well.
Yeah.
Before we move on any further, is it true, because I hear these things all the time on the internet, you never know whether they're actually true or not. Is it true you were aiming for Harry Hall and not Harry Hill?
That was my original stage name, yes.
And
but there was an actor, a lady called Harry Hall. You know, it was an equity thing. You had to.
Oh, you have to have a different name. Yeah.
But you could write to them and say, dear, I wonder if I could have the same. And she said no.
Stuck. And did you know her from anything? Have you ever looked her up, like Harry Hall? I don't know her myself.
Have you?
No.
Hey?
No, I haven't. She didn't take my stage name off me, though, which I don't have one.
So I was stuck, and for a while I thought I might be, I thought maybe Harry Carnegie was one name I took.
Ooh, that's not because Carnegie Hall. Yeah.
Hello, it's Harry Carnegie. How you doing?
That's a good name.
I decided, in the end, on Hill.
On Hill. Well, Harry Hill works very well. That's how we all know you. Whatever your real name is, MI5
agent.
Well,
my real name is Matthew.
Is it?
Matthew Hall, yeah, but it's the name of a cement company, which I thought, no one's going to buy tickets to see a cement company.
Well, actually, the man who runs Astronomy Ireland here in Ireland is named David Moore, as am I. So you can imagine the excitement with which I greeted my first ever interview opportunity with David Moore. And I'm a bit of a kind of amateur astronomer, physicist. I don't like reading popular science.
I've heard about that side of you, Dave.
Oh, yes. Famous. So I had been to the odd lecture with Astronomy Ireland. I had seen David Moore,
really?
But obviously I didn't have the bravery to go up and say hello to him. But then we got on the radio and I was like, David, I'm David Moore. And he went, oh, that's interesting. And that was the end of our conversation about our shared name.
Yes. Well, that's, Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay.
Down to it, Dave.
Yeah. I'll recover. Come here. The tour currently is called New Bits and Greatest Hits.
Yes.
And is that accurate in the sense that it's some stuff that people who are super fans will know and there's new stuff there too?
You're calling me a liar. No, it was... yeah, of course it is. Yeah, so I basically... I started in 1990.
Yeah.
And so it's, what, 60 years, I think, since I started. And so I thought I would roll out some of those old jokes. So the funny thing about my old stand-up act... A lot of people know me from TV Burp and You've Been Framed.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people don't know me at all. But the stand-up kind of videos and stuff, you can't really, they're not...
Can't
like,
get them.
You can't get them. Which, so I thought it would be good to see if these things are still funny. So
you're a brave man reaching into a comedian in the 90s old back catalogue, because a lot of that stuff, even in 2010, was stuff was said that wouldn't be allowed to be said in 2025. Yeah. Were you worried about delving back into that box of tricks?
Well, I was never, I was never Frankie Boyle, was I?
No, that's true. That's true.
I was always sort of whimsy and silly stuff. I mean, there were maybe... there's a couple which are slightly on the line, maybe, which I try, which I do, and sort of make a joke out of it.
Good.
And so I've got, my son Gary from my first marriage is back. As I'm retiring in 2030.
That's right.
It's over to him. Yes. I'm looking forward to that, Daddy. Not now, Gary. don't make that noise, Gary. You'll limit your appeal. So he comes on. We've got Stufer. We've got Wagbo.
Wagbo?
Wagbo. Do you remember Wagbo?
No, remind me of Wagbo.
Wagbo was the... was on TV Burp. So it was the notionally the son of Mary Byrne. Remember X Factor?
Mary Byrne. Yes, Mary Byrne.
Tesco's Mary.
Yeah.
Tesco Mary. And she was... I postulated that she mated with Wagner. Remember Wagner?
Yeah. Oh my God, Mary Byrne and Wagbo. Yes, yeah. I now remember Wagbo. Of course
Wagbo.
I do.
And he would drop from the sky into his studio and he would kiss whoever. So he kissed Alan Titchmarsh and he kissed Philip Schofield, not the only one as it turns out. And he's back. And it's quite funny because a lot of people don't actually remember him. But as my wife said to me, if you find it funny, darling.
The best advice. The best advice there is, absolutely.
And we have got the big, we've got the Badger Parade back.
Yes.
From the old Channel 4 days. And we do have this 20-foot sausage, which, with the new, which we launch into the audience, and, with the new sort of Brexit laws.
Yes.
There's a lot of paperwork over a 20-foot
sausage. To get a 20-foot sausage into the ground.
Because does it, does it count as a meat product? is it in line with, EU fishing?
Oh, fantastic. And, Harry, is it true that in your current show, when people go and see you on Friday in Vicar Street in Dublin, there's an element of tiramisu?
Well, I do have a thing about tiramisu, yeah.
Okay, what thing do you have? Because I have a thing as well.
Well, it's about the origins of the name.
Oh,
tiramisu.
Okay.
Basically, it's a long story, but I'll cut it down. Basically, the guy who invented it, he didn't have a name for it. He knew what it was. He was onto something.
Yeah, yeah.
What he did was you probably know this story, but he hired a hot air balloon to take him over the town, and he had a load of leaflets printed. He was going to distribute them amongst the townsfolk to advertise this.
Right.
And basically what happened, he got blown off course, and he was losing altitude. He had to throw all the leaflets out over the, over the, forest.
Right.
And it came down in the forest, and the balloon was burst, and he lost his deposit on the balloon, obviously lost the value of the money he'd spent on the leaflets.
Oh.
The basket itself, he actually had to replace, because that's not covered under the warranty.
Oh,
the
higher, shocking.
The higher agreement,
fair.
Always read the small
print. Small print, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, so it cost him a lot of money. So he went home to his wife, and he explained the situation. And she said, "What a terrible misuse of funds." And so they called it terrible misuse of funds for a while, and then they called it terrible misuse, and then eventually it just became tiramisu.
Ah, fantastic.
If that's not entertainment.
I love tiramisu more than anything in the world, but this has elevated my level of enjoyment around this Italian dessert.
Is there a good commercially available tiramisu, though, one that that you can buy from a shop? I don't know if there is a...
No, there isn't, because I have this thing that I've never had a bad tiramisu, with the qualification in brackets that in a restaurant. Because, yes,
right.
I've been... There's, for example, there is some dessert company that in my local Dunstore supermarket, they do sell a tiramisu, and it's tangy. There's something, it's not... They've over-concentrated the whatever they've dipped the fingers in. So
yeah, the tang.
Yeah, the tang is too strong. But in a restaurant,
shouldn't be a tang.
No, there shouldn't at all.
Be a tang.
No,
there shouldn't be a tangy aftertaste. That's no, that would be something quite different.
I've seen a couple of people have sent these on to me because they know my love of tiramisu. I've seen a restaurant in Italy that has tiramisu in a wheelbarrow, and they wheel the wheelbarrow out to the table. They slop you on a big spoon and they wheel it back again. And a chef in one of the Italian kitchens has a pull-out refrigerated drawer, and that is full. It's just that every day he makes a tiramisu in the drawer, and that. If I ever make enough money, Harry, that's my dream.
He wheels his wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, singing tiramisu.
Terrible misuse of funds.
Yeah. This is the origin story of it. I think you might be interested in the origin.
Oh, you were absolutely right. I'm intrigued. One of the things I did see on your Instagram recently, Harry, is a bizarre scenario where driving on the motorway, you rapped quite incredibly the lyrics of Sprinter by Dave and Central C. And I'll be honest with you, if I had drawn a Venn diagram of comedians who I thought could start with the man dem too inconsiderate,
hotel smoking cigarette, mix and coat your nut with vinegar. She got thick, but she want to get thin again. Drink your apple cider vinegar. Wearing your Skims because you want to be Kim again.
Come on! This guy knows Central C and Dave off by heart.
Yeah. It won't fit in no SUV. SOS. Somebody rescue me. Too many gallon.
Already got 9 gallon of Sprinter.
Yeah, I love that. 9 gallon of Sprinter.
And why is that song spoken to you? Or are you a hip hop aficionado in general?
No, I'm not. But I've got a daughter. I've got 3 daughters. She's 20 and she's.
Central C is big.
The other one I know is. 16 shots. 16 shot, we go longer than a ladder. Them nuffy talk about the real Don Dada. Put body in a pot, him a burn like rubber. No girl can diss me or my mother. Round here ain't safe, everybody need armor. You're listening to...
Oh, God, this is the greatest of things that ever happened. Harry, everyone needs to go to Vicar Street on the 19th of September, this coming Friday. Go and see Harry Hill, new bits and greatest hits. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And soon, I presume this will kind of... Are we getting close to the end of this particular run?
Sunday, yeah, in Manchester. We come back from Dublin straight to Blackpool. Then to Manchester, and that's that.
And that's that, and then...
As they say, is that, yeah.
Until next year, of course, when you need to go again. The joy of a comedian.
I can't do it every year, Dave.
No, not every year.
Really,
you don't have to, Harry. You don't have to.
Don't make me do it.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, it's going to take me 30 years to come up with enough material.
It's been brilliant as always, Harry. I knew I was going to have a great time talking to you. You haven't disappointed, and you drew a picture of me, so I've had the best day.
Allow 30 days or so for this to be delivered, okay?
Cannot wait. Okay,
then
Harry.
Run up to the... Yeah, see you soon, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, come here. Enjoy Friday in Vicar Street. Everybody go along and see Harry. And I'll chat again soon, hopefully.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.